Where God is found. Luke chapter 2 verse 22 to 40. Today is December 31st, the last day of the year. I can't believe that I have to say goodbye to 2017. I feel like yesterday it was New Year's Day. Even still, I couldn't get used to saying 2017. But I have to get used to saying 2018 after tomorrow. Last week, I really enjoyed seeing a lot of Christmas pictures on the Facebook. Most people posted their meaningful moments with family. Many of them shared a video about the moment when their children opened their Christmas gift. On Christmas morning, children opened their gift under the tree in pajamas. Some of them even cried as they found out that they got the right gift for Christmas, what they were eagerly waiting for. Their happy face made me feel happy too. For Advent, they've been waiting for that moment to open the gift. And finally, on Christmas Day, they could open their gift with great expectation and a joyful heart. I no longer wait for a Christmas gift from Santa Claus, but still, I'm also very much waiting for Christmas with great anticipation. That was because Christmas Eve is one of the days to see the church packed with lots of people. On that day, I could see not only the people whom I haven't seen for a while, but also many new guests. Therefore, the Sunday after Easter or Christmas, I feel the emptiness of this sanctuary more because I remember how many people were here last week. Maybe until Easter, I will miss them so much. Now, Christmas, which we were really waiting for, is over. But we have to remember this does not mean that our waiting for Jesus Christ is over. Our waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ is not over, but it's still going on. For Christmas, waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ is not a seasonal event, but it should be a part of our daily lives until we see His return. Today's Gospel scripture tells us the story about the presentation of infant Jesus in the temple. At the time of Jesus' birth, historically, the Jews were experiencing great confusion under the colonial rule of the Roman Empire. They completely lost their sovereignty and didn't have freedom of religion. It was totally the Dark Ages with confusion and despair. The Jews were only waiting for the coming of the Messiah, who is able to put an end to this tribulation. And in today's scripture, we see four people who were waiting for the birth of the true Messiah, Jesus Christ. Mary and Joseph, Simeon and Anna. From them, we can learn what we can do here and now while we are waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Firstly, we can learn from Mary and Joseph. In verse 39, Luke told us that Mary and Joseph had finished everything required by the law of the Lord. In verse 22, 23, 24, and 27, we could see that they followed the requirements of the Jewish law regarding circumcision of the child and purification of the mother, and receiving God's blessing through Simeon and Anna. They just tried to do their best to live their lives according to the law of the Lord. And this gives us a very good reflection. Today's Christians no longer try to follow the observance of the religious requirements and rituals, but because they regard them as external requirements. If we only adhere to them, losing the purity of heart and sincerity in our love of God and neighbors, it would be a problem. However, if we fulfill them as good practices of faith, it would help us to be aware and experience the presence of God in our midst. Secondly, we could learn from Simeon. The name Simeon means God is listening. As it was written in verse 25 to 26, Simeon was a righteous and devout man, and he was guided by the Holy Spirit in order to see the Messiah. Outwardly, he was very faithful to keep the law and live a life in the right direction of God. And inwardly, he was always spiritually alert and fully filled with the Holy Spirit. Although he was waiting for seeing the Messiah for a long time, his conviction had never shaken. He was waiting for Jesus Christ with patience and endurance. So finally, he could praise God by saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. Indeed, his faithful waiting proved that God is faithful to keep God's promise. Thirdly, we could learn from Anna. The name means Anna, grace. Like her name, her life was focused on finding God's grace, and especially she put her center of life always in the temple. As it was written in verse 37, she never left the temple but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. Even though her facing circumstance was difficult, she was always faithful to the life of prayer, service, and worship. So finally, she could receive an amazing grace from God to see the Messiah and speak about him to all the people. In Judaism, it was essential to praise God in all of life. Therefore, the Jewish law taught that God was to be honored in every aspect of life, in one's rising up and lying down, in going out and coming in how one dressed and what one ate. But the problem was that they only adhered to fulfilling the external requirements, losing the internal meaning. So Jesus attacked this hypocrisy, and early Christians did not reflect the Jewish practices. However, during the Middle Ages, the observance of religious requirements and rituals were well established and developed. But again, the Reformation separated the interior aspects of faith from the ritual expressions, which were external practices of faith. Therefore, today, ritual observances have been reduced in the lives of most Christians. Furthermore, our modern life, the busy schedules of our life, work, a lot of school activities, and various social meetings have an effect on the change of our faith life. Prayer before meals and family Bible study are hardly observed in our homes. Youth and young adults no longer put the church as their higher priority. And church attendance is reduced unless it's a special day like Christmas and Easter, or culturally and socially required ceremonies like a baptism, confirmation, weddings, and funerals. Our religious requirements and rituals are not all about the external practices of faith, but they help us to develop our internal aspect of faith. As we lose ritual observances from our daily experience, we also lose the opportunities to find an experience of God in our midst. Now, many people think that God is found only in certain places. Therefore, we have to reclaim effective religious practices and rituals for finding and experiencing the presence of God in our ordinary lives. We can recover what we have lost by starting the day with gratitude, praying and celebrating the goodness of food, family and friendship at meals, recognizing the beauty of God's creation. Rituals are not only special acts, but also it can be found everywhere as we give thanks and celebrate God's goodness and grace in our lives. Tomorrow, we will begin the new year. Today, we may have some time to think about what kinds of rituals we were losing and what we can do more to find the presence of God in our midst. From the example of Simeon and Anna, we could learn that through prayer, worship, and devotion to God and liturgical observance, we can see the Messiah and God's presence in our midst. Last year, in our busy lives, it was easy for us to ignore the crucial ways to recognize the presence of God in our daily lives. However, if we just try to take a moment to be aware and experience the presence of God, we can make our lives to be more sensitive to God's presence. Where do you find God's presence now? You don't see to look further for the solution. Find God in the midst of your life. Hopefully, it may be your New Year's holy goal. Praise God. Amen.